The other day, I asked Google about job satisfaction among shepherds. But the best it could do was produce a paper on job satisfaction and wages of family employees by a researcher named Shepherd. So I turned to ChatGPT, which told me, shepherding can be incredibly rewarding for those who feel a strong connection to the outdoors, animals, and a slower-paced lifestyle. However, it's a physically demanding job that often involves long hours and solitude, which might not suit everyone. I was curious about shepherd satisfaction because Yaakov sent mixed signals about it in this morning's parsha. On one hand, he complained bitterly. I was consumed by heat by day and frost at night, and sleep fled from my eyes. On the other hand, when he told Lavan that he was ready to leave, and Lavan offered to settle up with him, Yaakov didn't pocket Lavan's gold and walk away. Just the opposite. He said, "Eretzon chayeshmor, I'm willing to continue herding your sheep." He only stopped 6 years later when he felt threatened by Lavan's family. If Yaakov was miserable, why did he keep doing it? I'm not the only one who is confused. Rabbi Avram, son of the Rambam, asked this question in his Sefer HaMaspik LaOvdei Hashem. A fitting figure for our Sephardic month, Rabbi Avram ben HaRambam was the only child of the Rambam to survive to adulthood. The Rambam praised Avraham's intellect as well as his character. After the Rambam passed away, Rabbi Avram took his father's position as the leader of Egyptian Jewry, as well as the king's personal physician. He also wrote numerous works defending his father's Mishneh Torah work of halacha and his Moreh Nevuchim work of philosophy. Rabbi Avram ben HaRambam had a fascinating affinity for elements of Islam. He was heavily into a contemplative and ascetic form of piety, and he saw reflections of it in an Islamic sect called the Sufis. If you've heard of whirling dervishes, that's actually a Sufi form of meditation. Rabbi Avram claimed that this idea of the Sufis, Sufism, came from Jewish roots. In his work of mystical Musar, HaMaspik LaOvdei Hashem, Rabbi Avram promoted the meditative practice of hisbodidus, which literally means seclusion. In hisbodidus, a person seeks to focus his thoughts only on Hashem, excluding everything else, and developing an awareness of Hashem to such an extent that he experiences total focus on and love of Hashem. As the Rambam wrote, this is what Nevi'im do. That's where prophecy comes from. Rabbi Avram wrote that our patriarchs were all contemplatives. All of them meditated in this way. This is why the two youths who escorted Avraham and Yitzhak to Har HaMoriah were not surprised when Avraham told them to wait while he would go off without them. They figured he's off meditating. Yitzhak did it too. We read it in Parshas Chayei Sarah, how he went Lasuach Basadeh to speak to Hashem in the fields. Yaakov was a Yoshev Ohalim as a young man. He would sit in a tent and contemplate Hashem. That's how he achieved the vision of the ladder at the start of our Parsha. And this is why our ancestors engaged in shepherding, according to Rabbi Avram ben HaRambam. Like ChatGPT said, it afforded long hours and solitude, lots of time to be away from society in his bodidus. To return to Yaakov's puzzling response to Lavan, according to Rabbi Avram ben HaRambam, his bodidus is why Yaakov chose the painful heat and frost of shepherding even after he earned Leah and Rachel. It was painful, but he wanted to continue as a shepherd in order to connect with Hashem. Really, all of us should practice hisbodidus. It's a halachic imperative. After all, don't we have a mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha to develop emunah in Hashem as creator of the world? Don't we have a mitzvah of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad to develop emunah that Hashem is one? Don't we have a mitzvah of Ve'ahavtu Es Hashem Elokecha to develop love of Hashem? Don't we have a mitzvah of Es Hashem Elokecha Tirah to develop awe of Hashem? How can we achieve that if we don't spend time actively contemplating Hashem? But as much as our patriarchs practiced hisbodidus, and Rabbi Avram ben HaRambam praised it, and as much as we need it in order to fulfill those fundamental biblical mitzvos, the reality is that this isn't the way that most of us practice Judaism. We tend to find our greatest Jewish expression in group settings and in social mitzvos ben Adam Lachavero. Consider our response to the war in Israel. So much is group-oriented. We give tzedakah and raise tzedakah from others. We learn Torah in shiurim and with chavrusos. We bake challah together. We send letters to chayalim. Even when we say tehillim, it tends to be in a group and with the goal of benefiting another person, not contemplating Hashem. There are reasons for this bias towards that which is social. Helping other people can be emotionally rewarding. engaging other people is a lot more stimulating for many people than sitting in thought about Hashem. Society understands and reinforces good deeds towards others. Society doesn't really understand taking time to think about Hashem. Plus, Torah itself prioritizes social mitzvos and empathy. Rav Yerucham Levavitz, Mashgiach of the Mir Yeshiva, wrote, "All of the Torah study, all of the learning, all the deeds, the final goal is that all souls should be joined to feel each other's feelings, to truly be one." In fact, the Rambam criticizes a Poresh Min HaTzibur who seeks to practice his mitzvos in private away from the community. In fact, even within the realm of Jewish meditation, there is an anti-Hisbodedus practice called Hisboninus. In Hisbodedus, we shut out the world and just contemplate Hashem. In Hisboninus, we look about ourselves, take in our surroundings, and identify the divine in that environment, people, animals, plants, everything. So one school of thought shuts out the world in order to find Hashem. The other welcomes in the world and searches for Hashem there. But we need Hisbodedus. Each of us needs to nourish a loner inside of us. A Jew who only perches on a rock in the forest thinking about Hashem may be missing something, but so is a Jew whose phone is constantly ringing with opportunities for chesed. A Jew who makes a siyum hashas learning privately all day and all night may be missing something, but so is a Jew who spends all of his time running a soup kitchen. And that can happen, that his bodedus can happen in shul. This is what I meant at the installation when I described a shul as Gan Eden, a place to return to intimacy with Hashem. It is a place of tzibur, of community, but it is also a place to be alone. Rav Soloveitchik lovingly described the itinerant peddlers of his childhood community in Europe. He depicted the primitive conditions in which they suffered on the road all week, and how they would return home for Shabbos, and they would come into shul, mikveh water dripping from their peyos and beards, singing Tehillim Kuv Zayin, Hodu Lashem Ki Tov, Ki Li'olam Chasdo, sing to Hashem for He is good, for His generosity is forever. Yomru Ge'ulei Hashem, Asher Ge'olam Miyad Tzaru, Me'aratzos Kibtzah, Mi'mizrach, Mi'ma'arav, Mi'tzafon, Mi'yam. So will declare those Hashem has redeemed, for He has saved them from the enemy. He has gathered them from east and west, from north and south. Their joy was not only about being home, but about returning to Hashem in shul. The shul is a place for Yaakov the shepherd, for intimate Hisbodedus, for a focus on Hashem. Yaakov's intimate Hisbodedus means that at some point in davening, we block everything out and envision Hashem in front of us. If it's not Shabbos, we silence our phone or just leave it in the car, because really, we aren't going to answer the text or the call if it comes in while we're davening, because we're being misbodeid. We are here for ourselves and Hashem, to develop belief in our Creator, to develop belief in one God, to develop love of Hashem, to develop awe of Hashem, to find and nourish our personal bond with Hashem. At the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which feels like it was a million years ago, I told the story of Rabbi Pinchas of Koritz, a student of the Baal Shem Tov. Every day, all day, people would besiege him, seeking his help, and it kept him from focusing on Hashem. In desperation, he davened that people should hate him, so that he could just be with Hashem, and so it happened. And he was misbodeid, he was alone with Hashem. First night of Sukkot comes along. He's davening in shul. After shul, he invites people to come to his sukkah for a seuda, and no one will come. They all hate him. He went home alone. He started the meal. He invited in the ushpizin. He saw Avraham standing outside his sukkah, but Avraham wouldn't come in. He asked Avraham, "What have I done wrong?" And Avraham replied, "I don't go into places where there are no guests." And Rav Pinchas davened to reverse the wish that had been fulfilled. There is a danger of spending too much time in the contemplation described by Rabbi Avram ben Arambam. But I'd wager that many of us are not Sufis yet, that our social Hisbodedus is greater than our intimate Hisbodedus. We have work to do, to find ways to emulate Yaakov the shepherd. May we merit that even as we daven in shul together, sing together, celebrate and commiserate together, we also learn to be alone with Hashem and to sing Hodu Lashem Ki Tov Ki Li'olam Chasdo.